Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Lucky Pires, in my greetings to you this morning. We sincerely hope you'll have a wonderful day and stay safe. Right, let's start off with news from the Indian Women's Premier League. The game played yesterday between UP Warriors and Royal Challengers Bangalore. Smriti Mandhana, the RCB captain, won the toss and decided she'd bowl first. And the body language which I saw in her was she was happy that she won the toss. And rightly so, because UP Warriors, 143 for 5 in 20 overs, is a score below par. Lynchfield, the Australian, made 20. Deepthi Sharma, 45 unbeaten with 5 boundaries and 1-6. And Dottendra Dotti, the West Indian hard hitter, was unbeaten on 40. And at one stage, UP Warriors, 50 runs for 5 wickets. It looked as though the game was going to end pretty early, but I think this partnership took them on to 143. And RCB had absolutely no problem. Got to the target, losing only 1 wicket, winning the game by 9 wickets. Grace Harris, superb 85, the opener. And Mandhana, among the runs, she was unbeaten on 47. But today we have a big game coming up in the Women's Indian Premier League. Mumbai Indians, led by Harmpreet Kaur, the national captain of Indian women cricket, will take on Gujarat Giants, and they are captained by Ashley Gardner. She's one of the finest all-rounders in world cricket, plays for Australia. So that's going to be an interesting game that you should eyeball today. Play gets underway, 7:30 Sri Lanka time in India. Right, I also spoke to you about the warm-up games in the Under-19 multi-tournament, the World Cup, scheduled to get underway on the 15th. We had two games played yesterday in the warm-up. New Zealand beat Zimbabwe by 114 runs. The New Zealand Under-19ers made 332. They were bowled out, though, and Zimbabwe could muster only 218. So a big win for New Zealand in the warm-up game. India played against England. Now, this will be interesting. There was a little bit of wrath in terms of Mother Nature. There was rain, so the DLS came into the equation. India batting first, made 295 for 8 wickets. And England, unfortunately, 196 for 3. And India were declared winners by 20 runs with the DLS equation. Now remember that the Under-19 World Cup 50 over version gets underway in Zimbabwe and in Namibia on the 15th of this month, which is day after tomorrow. But we are having 4 practice games today, which we are going to keep an eye on. Pakistan will play against the United States of America. Scotland take on the Bangladeshis. Ireland against Tanzania. And Japan will play against West Indies. But I want to give credit to the ICC for spreading the gospel of cricket around the globe. I mean, some of the teams that are taking part in the Under-19 multi-tournament or the World Cup as defined does prove that certain nations we have not heard of playing cricket in the international arena are now playing at least at Under-19 level. So that's good news. Right, we'll also have more news and spread our wings to rugby over the weekend. I'll keep you posted on that on our podcast tomorrow as well. On behalf of Lucky Pires, this is Brian Thomas signing off this morning, wishing all of you a very pleasant day. I'm going to spin your record for listening pleasure, and I hope the music that gets into your ears this morning with the aid of your headset will give you a bit of relaxation. Thank you and bye-bye.